Okay, so if you're comfortable, I'm going to ask you to shut your eyes in a minute. First, think of the next whatever you want. Right? Next level of income, next level of freedom, next level of health, next level of relationship, next level of fulfillment in career, right? Get to the feeling place that you want. All right? Have one thing. Just pick one thing. All right? All right, now shut your eyes if you're comfortable. And just take a moment to relax, knowing there's nothing for you to do for a moment except listen to my voice and physically choose to relax your body. Soften your shoulders. Soften your face. Soften your belly. Just relaxing. Taking a few moments with no outside obligation or distraction to simply play in your own mind. And playfully imagine in whatever way your psyche gives you. And some of you will remember this from previous. See yourself as the center of a grid. However you perceive it, you're right in the center. And there are lines and levels radiating out from you, but you are the center. And you could look behind you and all around you, you could turn around. And imagine these lines, this graph, this grid, however you imagine it. And waves, energy radiating out from you. And I want you to become aware of whatever perspective allows you. To have an idea of where your past is. And is your present all in the center with you right now? And here's the question I would invite your mind to play with. Did the grid move or did you? Did you move forward through the field of form, of thought, and energy, and emotion, and creation to get where you are today? Did you start somewhere else in the grid? And is there an end? Is it like the perception that when the world was flat, that you could go from one end to another? Or could you imagine that you are the center of this energy grid? You, your consciousness is the center. Your consciousness is what's radiating all the wave patterns, all the particles, all the fibers, all the light, all the sound, all the emotion, all the thought that would actually create patterns that would solidify into earth form or dissipate. And that your consciousness did it even from the center when you were a child. And your consciousness explored all that it has explored perfectly, magnificently, powerfully, strongly, and even in your worst pain, lovingly. And that there is a harmonious and happy nature to being the center, being the consciousness creating your grid. And playfully imagine in whatever way your mind would give you, that sometimes your grid has overlapped with others, many others, numerous others. But it is beyond comprehension, the infinite number of grids overlapping just when you're on the freeway. The realities that connect in one moment, and yet you are the center of your grid. And when you read a story, and when you watch a movie, and when you read a poem, and when you hear a song, and when you play a memory, you are the center of your experience. And that which you perceive and hold in focus radiates out around you, either straight in front of you or off somewhere in your peripherals, or maybe you have a sense of it behind you, but you are the center creating this experience. Your consciousness is the magnifying glass of the life force energy that is you. The energy that is your thought, your emotion, your feeling, your memory, your perception, your desire. And that whenever you focus it with enough consistency, It is the exact right resonance to create a pattern. And each and every pattern will have a lifespan on Earth in linear time. And what if you could imagine, maybe like a musician playing a harp, that you could pluck at certain patterns and change them, but always it would be you as the musician, you as the builder, you as the responder, you as the creator, you as the center. And now allow yourself to create a symbol of a pattern, a symbol that represents that which you are desiring next in your experience, your next level of abundance, your next level of clarity, your next level of fulfillment, your next level of accomplishment. And imagine a symbol for it. And imagine knowing that even if it seems so far from the center, you could reel it in, or you could create a ripple to bring it closer and closer to the center of your reality. Or you could design a sequence, the pattern, the symbol, the sound, the affirmation, the focus, the envisioning, the building through your imagination that you could build so consistently that a pattern in your field would literally come into earth form. And take a breath. And in this state, remember now, have full conscious awareness and memory now, that you have often done this. You have played through thought and action and feeling and words, and you have played and looked over and tumbled around and circled, and like a Rubik's Cube, twisting a thought, an idea, a desire, over and over and over, learning, giving, receiving, expanding, until literally it became normal in your experience. Knowing that you're capable of doing it again and again. And take one hand and put it over your heart. And imagine these words as the center of your existence. I bless myself. I bless myself. I bless my perfection in bringing spirit into form. I bless myself. I bless my wholeness that I can learn. I can experiment and create change. I bless myself. I am strong. And I have not yet tapped all of my strength. And I am powerful. Because I already am the center of my existence. And I am infinite in thought, feeling, desire. I am loving. Because I coexist with all living beings. And I am harmonious. Because I coexist with all living beings. And that which I desire, and that which I create, blesses many also. And I am happy. Because there is an essence of happiness that keeps inviting me to remember and know myself as the creator of my experience in human form. I bless myself.
I bless myself.
I bless myself. And imagine that blessing rippling out through your grid now. And taking a big breath. And coming all the way back into your body, all the way back into the room, stretching.